الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا صدق الله العظيم.
We continue our discussion with the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, and we had mentioned previously, even last week we reiterated the qualities that we had spoken about Ibadur Rahman, why they call Ibadur Rahman, the humility and the fact that they do not act miserly, they're not extravagant. Last week we discussed this aspect of moderation, not being extravagant, not being miserly. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are moderate, they take the middle path. Tonight's discussion, extremely important. We discuss the three more qualities, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. That these Ibadur Rahman, they do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. They don't call out, they don't worship any other deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they have tawheed. They believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't make shirk. They do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they firmly believe in this. مُخْلِصِيرَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They are sincere in their deen, in their worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever recites the kalima with full conviction, being sincere, then that person enters Jannah. The person who has iman enters Jannah. So a person, a mu'min, a believer, has to continuously check, is he worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, or is he associating any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One in is in his i'tiqad, his belief. They say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ. Allah is one. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iman mufassal, iman mujmal. We have been learning from childhood days, we believe in the oneness of Allah, the greatness of Allah. Allah has no partners, Allah has no equal, Allah has no parents, Allah has no wife, Allah has no children. There is no person that resembles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. No person has those qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah laysa ka mithlihi shay, wa huwa as-sami'u al-basir. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. This is tawheed. Even in our a'mal that we do, our salat, our fasting, our zakat, our hajj, it should be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man salla yura'i faqad ashraka. Wa man sama yura'i faqad ashraka. Ulama explained there are two types of shirk. One is shirk jali, one is shirk khafi. Shirk jali, when we actually associate another deity with Allah and you worship that person as well, like an idol, Allah save us. And the shirk khafi, which comes very, very stealthily into a person. A person is performing salat only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then suddenly he does it for show and ostentation. He wants people to look at him and think that he's very pious. Rasulullah says, فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ, then he has also committed shirk. Although this is not the shirk in i'tiqad and belief, because he still believes in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but now in that action of it, in that ibadat, he is doing it for Allah and somebody else. Allah says in the hadith, أَنَ أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَى يَعْنِي الشِّرْكَ. From any type of partnership business, Allah says, I am the most independent of any partners. I don't need anybody else to be joined in somebody worshipping me. If you want to join any person, then I leave out this partnership. You can go and do that action for that person. I've got nothing to do with you. Therefore, the famous hadith of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, which you've heard many times, and I do not want to go into that tonight. But where three people be called in the day of Qiyamah, amongst them an alim, a qari, amongst them a mujahid, amongst them a very wealthy person. All these three people did good works in the world, but they did this for fame and ostentation, riya and show. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects the amal. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about tawheed, that we believe. We believe only in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would not associate any partner with him. Then the second quality of the ibadur rahman, they do not kill any soul unjustly. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. That soul that Allah has made haram upon us to kill, to take anybody's life, they do not kill any person. إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except with justice. In Sharia, there are some occasions where it is permissible to take another person's life. For example, somebody killed somebody in the family. So now, qisas will take place. Qisas means, now that family has the right to take this person's life, or they will receive blood money in lieu of that life. So they spare his life and they take blood money, diyat. But they have the right of taking away this person's life because he is a killer, he is a qatil. Then there are occasions in Sharia, for example, a person indulges in fornication, then the punishment is to stone the person to death. So here again, a person's life will be taken. Or a person becomes a murtad. Of course, all this is in Islamic country, Islamic court, Islamic qadi gives a verdict after finding it, checking on the case and the witnesses, etc. In a non-Muslim country, we cannot do this. So if a person becomes, turns renegade, he becomes a murtad, he leaves Islam, then too, the punishment is to kill him, of course, in Islamic court. So there are those occasions where a person's life is taken bilhaq, with justice. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give anybody permission to take away the life of any person. So ibadur rahman, they stay away from shirk, they stay away from killing any person unjustly. And immediately after that, Allah says, wala yaznoon. They do not commit zina. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, after kufr and after killing some person, which is the greatest of sins? So he says that the greatest of sin after killing somebody unjustly is zina. Wala yaznoon means ibadur rahman, do not commit zina. And he quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in support of his argument. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked, أَيُّ ذَنْبِ أَعْظَمْ, which sin is the most grave sin, which is the biggest sin? So he said, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make shirk, and تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدَّ. Then he said, ثُمَّ أَيُّ, which is the next big sin? So he said that you kill your children خَشْيَةَ, having fear, أَن يَأْكُلَ مَعَكْ, أَن تَقْتُلَ أُولَادَكْ, خَشْيَةَ أَن يَأْكُلَ مَعَكْ. A person has infant children, so he kills them. Why? Because he is fearing that now he has to provide for these young children. And he won't have enough provisions, so he won't be able to fill his own stomach. Is to provide for these children, so rather he kills them in infancy. Allah Ta'ala save us. In the time of Jahiliyyah, this practice was found. And then he said, which is the next great sin? So he said, antazniya bihalilati jarik, that you make zina with your neighbor's wife. Wala yaznoon, they do not commit zina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about zina, Allah says, wala taqrabu zina. We have heard this many times. They do not even go close to zina. Don't even go close to zina. Innahu kana fahisha. It is obscene, immodest. Wasa'a sabila. It is a very evil road, evil path, evil way that a person is adopting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created halal, jais, lawful ways of fulfilling one's desires. And that is by the lawful nikah that takes place, where there are witnesses, and a proper nikah takes place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, He has created man, He has put this lust in our hearts, passions and desires. So He has created a jais, a lawful way for us to fulfill those desires. It is not such that Allah Ta'ala created us, and now we have those lusts and passions and desires, and now there is no exit for this and way of fulfilling our desires. But if we try and bring into our lives to adopt those paths and those methods, which are contrary to Sharia, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely angry, extremely naraz. There are so many consequences, harms of zina. My Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakat has written many booklets. In fact, his whole life, we have heard many times. This important theme recurs in almost every single bayan of his. Badnazri, casting is lustful glances, evil glances. Zina, staying away from haram. Because this is an epidemic, it is a plague, it is a disease which is common today. Almost every person to some degree, some extent is suffering from this. In some cases, it is absolutely beyond control. We will read from the letters that were written to Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali with no name mentioned at all. And permission was granted by those people so that people could take a lesson and also implement these advices in their lives. A person who indulges in zina, his life will be restless. He'll be bare-chained. He'll be suffering a turbulence in his heart. All the time he's afraid, he's anxious, restless, sleep disappears. He has to take tablets to sleep, sleeping tablets. He's afraid his wife might catch him out. Whenever that cell phone is going to beep, there's an SMS coming. He's scared that she must not see that message before him. Perhaps it is his beloved, his Ashik's message. He'll get caught out. 12 o'clock in the night, 1 o'clock in the night, morning, suddenly that SMS comes. His wife has to ask him, what is it? He said, no. It's a friend. He'll pretend as though it was some male friend or some important work. How many times the person forgets to delete it? When he goes to the bathroom or he's busy, suddenly the wife checks those SMSs. And she finds those outrageous SMSs from some other ashik or ashikah. Some other person who he's giving his heart to. He's got a halal, pure wife. Yet his mind is somewhere else. His gaze is somewhere else. His thoughts is somewhere else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes such a person bare chain. He's restless. He's unable to enjoy his food. Allah takes away the sweetness of iman from his heart. Allah takes away the sweetness of ibadat from him. His namaz also he won't enjoy. When he's making ruku and sajda, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentioned of one person who was so caught up in this illicit relationship, having such an affair with a woman, committing zina, and after making tawbah and he came to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, that when I make sajda also, then at that time also, she is in front of me. Imagine, in front of Allah, Mawla, your mind supposed to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet at that time also, your mind and your thoughts is somewhere else. So he's restless. Allah takes away the sweetness of iman. Allah ta'ala takes away the noor from his face. He lives a very miserable life, or she lives a very miserable life. Allah forgive us. I thought one time it may be a very common thing amongst males, but this has become very common amongst females. They also become attracted by some man, because we are working very closely, intermingling. Sometimes it's a secretary, sometimes it's a staff, sometimes it's a teacher, sometimes it's a patient. At that time, where is our nigah? We forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh says, na dekho, hargiz na dekho. Don't cast that lustful glance at that pretty woman. Don't look at her. Never look at her. Jinke dekhne se Rab tera naraz hoga. That by looking at that woman, your Allah is going to become angry. You will get a few minutes of pleasure, few minutes of satisfaction, some enjoyment. So you get arizi lazzat, he says. You get temporary lazzat and enjoyment. But da'imi zillat, perpetual disgrace, humiliation. Ulama, mashayikh, right from Quran and Hadith, from books of scholars. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned a narration of a person who was caught up in this illicit relationship with his lover. But she never showed love from her side to him. He loved her passionately. Now he is dying, he's passing away. And he's very restless. So somebody tells that woman, why don't you just go make him happy? Last few moments he's got. At least he'll die a peaceful death. She's reluctant at first, but then she says, okay, I will go just to make him happy and just so that he can die easily. As she is going, suddenly she feels, no, why must I make myself badnam? Why must I disgrace myself? I will go, he'll die peacefully and everybody will then put tuhmat on me. She takes a U-turn. This was brought to his attention. Let's see, she was coming but she went way back. They say he then passed away, but as he was passing away, he quoted, he says, Ridaka ashha ila fuadi. O my ashika, O my mahbuba. It is your pleasure that I am seeking more desirous in my heart. Min rahmatil khaliqil jaleel. More than the mercy of my Allah, more than the mercy of my Allah at this moment, I am desiring your pleasure. Ulama say he passes away without iman. He loses iman. Hazrat Tanvir Rahmatullahi, after this incident was quoted, he says that if one ponders and reflects over the root cause of this bimari, he dies without iman. He dies having committed such a terrible, heinous crime. What is the root cause? He says, one ponders and looks, it is badnazri. Casting this lustful glance. Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, when he came to South Africa, so, as he was traveling, then suddenly he mentioned, na kali ko dekho, na gori ko dekho. Don't look at the black woman, don't look at the white woman. But who should look? Unhi ko dekho, jisne unhe rang baksha hai. Look at that Khaliq who gave them the different colors and textures. Look at that Allah who gave them that color. Look at that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave them that beauty. All this beauty is perishable. The beauty of this world will come to an end one day. The beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everlasting. Person loves a woman. He is crazy over her. Suddenly she meets up with an accident. As I used to say, you have Miss World and you're crazy over her. First of all, she doesn't know how crazy you are. She don't even know you. There's no contact. You can look at the picture whole day and night. You'll get nothing out of it. Besides yourself suffering some physical problems. So many times we pick up a magazine, it's a very beautiful cover. And we are enjoying that magazine, enjoying the cover, yet that could have been 1949 picture. Person is dead, corpse, finish.
No matter how much we can stare, we're getting nothing out of it. Besides humiliation, disgrace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. So this Muswal meets up with an accident. Entire face disfigured. Broken limbs, legs, everything. She's got a mesh coming out of her face. She's sitting in the hospital with drips, almost dying. But now you look at her. Ask a person to cast a lustful glance at her. Nobody will be prepared to see. Oh, she has some illness, some cancerous disease, and she's dying. Will you look at her? She finds somebody else. And as we see, she ditches you. Now what do you do? Now a person wants to commit suicide. I don't know who the person is. I swear by Allah, this weekend somebody SMS, Maulana, make dua, so and so, some person has taken overdose. Why? Because the lover has said, or she has said, I'm not going to marry you. Is this iman? Is this deen? Is this life? Is this hayati tayyiba? This is the test we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us love, ishq in our heart. Ishq is a very valuable asset. Look at the mashayikh. To have love is a very valuable asset. What do they say? Channel this ishq that we have from ishq majazi to ishq haqiqi. What does it mean? Instead of having this love for illicit relation or for haram woman or haram men, then channel it towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ishq is petrol. Put this petrol, the more petrol an aircraft has, the more faster it will fly. And the quicker it will reach its destination. But the qibla must be correct, the direction must be right. If the qibla is towards Layla, we're not going to get anywhere. Qibla has to be towards Mawla, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ishq that we have, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We require to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to have ishq is very good. But not for haram people, not for haram women. One of the azab in Jahannam, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw on the night of Miraj, he saw like something like an oven, a tannur, in which there were naked men, naked women, screaming and yelling for help, shouting. Beneath them there was flames scorching their bodies and making them go higher and higher. As they were rising in this oven, the mouth of this oven was very, very narrow. They were unable to come out from there. They were unable to emerge from that oven. So they had to go back into this oven, and each time the flame ignites and it is kindled, it is burning their bodies. They are screaming and yelling. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Rasulullah, these are those people of your ummah that they have got halal husbands, halal wives, yet they go towards haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So a person is bechain, a person is restless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this nikah where we get halal children, legitimate children. When a person is involved in illicit relationship, what happens? Zina takes place. When zina takes place, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يزني الزاني وهو مؤمن. Another hadith. So this hadith means a person when he commits zina, an adulterator, person who is fornicating, why is he committing this act? Well, he cannot be a mu'min. He's not a believer. Allah takes away the title of believer from him. One hadith, it is mentioned that when the man and woman they are committing zina and fornication, iman is snatched away from their heart. It hovers above, it is suspended in the air. And as long as they're committing that act, iman is out of their heart. When they are finished, Allah out of His kindness puts that iman back. Ulama, mashayikh say, imagine a person passes away in that condition while he's committing zina. Iman is out of his heart. What will be his condition? What will be her condition? These are things for us to ponder and reflect. So a person is caught out. Wife catches the husband, or the husband catches his wife. He goes out to work and he is thinking his wife is very loyal. Meanwhile, 1-2 hours later, somebody visits his home and then enjoys his wife. If he has to come back, suddenly come to his home and find his wife in that condition, how does he feel? The child that is born out of such or out of zina is illegitimate. There are laws of inheritance regarding the child then. So many masail apply to that child. That innocent child comes into this world. What guna did that child do? Don't we ponder and reflect what will be the consequence of that zina? Few minutes of happiness, few minutes of pleasure. Da'imi zillat. And if you caught out in this world, the family of the girl will come and give you a beating. They'll like, hit you. You'll come in the paper. Allah save us. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَكُمْ بِسُّ. Nobody is free. Nobody is free. Allah Ta'ala protect myself. All of us. This is such an epidemic. We are living in such an environment. The moment we come out of the masjid, we are attracted. Go on to the computer, again we are attracted. Driving, they have huge billboards. Cell phone, we've got a problem. At work, there's a problem. So all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah has created ilaj. There are remedies, there are cures. Allah is ghafur rahim. We will read as the ayat comes. Such mercy Allah ta'ala showers. Allah talks about tawbah, turn towards Allah, make istighfar, repent. But those children that are born, they're illegitimate. Mashayikh and ulama say, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, in one of his discourses, he mentioned, a person is enjoying some meal, some nice chicken tikka, as you see. He's busy enjoying it, he's hungry, he's got his roti, he's got everything. And suddenly somebody has to bring a dead corpse and put right next to him, which is, has an offensive smell. Will you enjoy that chicken tikka? You will stop eating it immediately. So he says, similar to that is, when a person is making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have built a nisbat, a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You enjoying your ibadat, you enjoying that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when the corpse of haram woman comes into your heart, when the corpse of zina comes into your heart, when the corpse of casting lustful glance come into your heart, now that nisbat, that ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cut off. Like how that person is not going to enjoy that food anymore. Like that he is not going to enjoy anymore the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now his life becomes miserable. He's not enjoying himself. A person is sitting and his enemy comes, presents some sweetmeats. Will he just accept it? He'll be very wary. He'll be skeptical. Perhaps there's poison inside, he wants to kill me. So imagine when shaitan is bringing the sweetmeats of all these haram women. Then why don't we question shaitan? Why don't we question ourselves then? Why do we accept so readily all these haram women or haram men into our lives so easily? As they say, Mat marna kisi gulfam par. Khaak dalogi inhi ajsam par. Mir, or Mir Saab, addressing us in reality, said, Mat marna kisi gulfam par. Don't kill yourself. Don't die over a woman with rosy cheeks. One day you will throw sand over her body. Therefore, Mashayikh say, person who is caught up in this illicit relationship, the first thing he should do, make sincere tawbah, tawbah, tawbah. He should feel this nadama, this regret. Ya Allah, I am feeling ashamed of myself. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, cry over your sins. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he explained tawbatan nasuha, pure, genuine, sincere, earnest tawbah, he says, just like how when a person milks a cow, and the milk has already come out of the udder into the bucket or the container, it is impossible to take the milk and stuff it back into the udder. Like that, when a person makes sincere tawbah from the sin, it must be impossible for you to go back to that sin. So refrain from that sin immediately. In other words, you cut off all relationship with that woman or that man. Or that amrat person, that beardless youths
also a terrible epidemic in our times. Sometimes you see, what are they talking about? Young person, who's going to have some desire for him? It is a reality today. The person looks at a very young, handsome boy. He's got no beard. Now we're making mu'anaka and becoming very close to him. Shaitan insinuates, he brings us closer and closer and he makes you begin to love that person passionately. Then you begin to have a sexual relationship with that person. Allah Ta'ala save us. It is said, behind every woman is one shaitan. Behind every amrad boy, there's 10 shayateen. Shaitan is too shrewd. Too shrewd. If he doesn't get the mali sahab, or the hafiz sahab, or the qari sahab, or the doctor sahab, or the teacher sahab, or the tajir sahab, through a woman, haram woman, he'll bring a beardless youth. Therefore, make sincere tawbah. Refrain from that sin immediately. Cut off all relationships. No SMS, no email, nothing, 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 nothing. Shaitan will try his best to make you. He'll bring the reel. Oh, Hazrat Damat Barakatuh says, bring the reel of the past. The past features that you saw. At that time, ignore those past thoughts. Don't fantasize. Don't bring the past episodes of our life again. He says, don't even read any love poetry. Don't look at any magazine. You are a sick person. You need some attention. You need to be cured. You need some remedy. You need some treatment. So, tawbah, istighfar. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَ. Those who commit an obscene act. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They make the dhikr of Allah. This is where dhikr comes in. You say, La ilaha illallah. We remove from the heart all those haram pictures and faces and relationships we have. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then a person makes sincere istighfar. And he makes muraqabah. He meditates of maut. He pictures himself, now maut is coming. Will any person like to be caught to the haram woman and now malakul maut comes to him? Who would like to be watching a pornographic, some material or some scene or some television program or some video clip or whatever it may be, or on his phone, some pornographic scene? Just yesterday, some person from somewhere happened to mention to me, he says, Maulana, I try my best with my children to bring them up well. But she comes the other day and she says, Abba, I saw a naked picture of a person, naked body, in my friend's cell phone. She brought it to school and she showed me. So even our youth, just one button, and such filthy, filthy, filthy scenes are shown to them. And they get enjoyment out of it. They get happy. In one of the books, kitabs, you will find, when Hazrat was saying, Rahmatullah Ali, was some program taking place, and he was sitting on the chair. He happened to see some youngsters in the back with a cell phone. So he sent somebody, just go in the back and very secretly just see what they're doing. The person went back, peeped and saw that they were busy checking some pornographic material. Imagine in the masjid. We give our children access to all these things. We say technology, Maulana, mustn't be in the dark ages. Move the technology. You know, you must have social networking. Very important, Twitter, Facebook. You must connect yourself with the people. Carry on connecting yourself with the people and connect yourself with shaitan and nafs. Then when everything becomes connected, and then when you reject it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then when you're crying, and it's too late, then we ask the masala, is it permissible to abort the child? Is it permissible to abort the child? Therefore, if our youngsters of marriageable age, get them married, how long are we going to wait for them to finish this degree and that degree, and they must make sure that the future is certain? This is not Sharia. If for some reason the youngster does not have the means, first of all, he should not delay. The right proposal comes for the daughter, everything is good, then get her married. Why are we waiting to have lavish weddings and lavish festivals and to please who and impress who? In the meantime, those young children, they cannot keep on telling us that we require to get married, there's an urgent need.
They feel shy. We should understand. We are making them wait so long. We are procrastinating because we've got that auntie to come from overseas to attend the nikah, and we have to buy the trousseau from Dubai and India, and we still have to go to China to buy those things. All this, our children are suffering. What happens in the end? They become frustrated. So then secret nikahs take place. In the colleges, in the universities, this is no secret, now everybody knows. Then what happens? They run to the Maulana. Maulana, what do we do? Then the girls, parents who say, well, we're not happy with this person. He's such an evil person, Maulana. So Hazrat says in one of his bayans, Rahmatullah Ali, as your daughter was very pious, if she got involved with this person. Now we blame the boy or we blame the girl. Let us understand. We say, be broad-minded, be broad-minded, be broad-minded. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, be so broad-minded that your brains fall off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat of this. This is such a terrible plague, really. Hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. ponder over this hadith. Inna an-nadhra sahmun min sihami iblis masmumun. Casting a lustful glance is one of the poisonous arrows of the arrows of shaitan. Shaitan is piercing this poisonous arrow. He is going to kill you. He wants to see you spiritually dead. This heart of yours which is enjoying the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of ibadat, nur of zikr, tilawat, masjid, good pious company. He wants to make this heart dead. You must be like a dead body, corpse. You can't even move. فَمَنْ تَرَكَهَا مَخَافَتِي Allah says, whoever abandons this, whoever does not look at this woman out of my fear, and he does not become a victim of the poisonous arrow of shaitan, Allah says in the hadith of Qudsi, أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ Allah says, I replace him with such iman, the sweetness of which he will enjoy. That is halawat iman. Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, Hazrat Hakim Saab mentions, that this is like sweetmeats that we see. These pretty faces, the dukans of halwai ki dukan, where sweetmeats are being sold. Every time you do not look at this woman, each time you do not cast a lustful glance at this woman, then Allah promises you, He gives you halawat iman, some type of ecstasy you enjoy in this heart which nobody can explain. You cannot explain to the other person how sweet, sweeter than honey, the feeling you get. You had every chance to cast a lustful glance. You were being enticed, you were attracted, but you moved your glance away. You plucked up that courage. This is the greatest ilaj we can have. That you have to have himmat-e-mardana. We have to have that courage that Allah has given, that Allah has given courage, that I am not going to look. As I say, even if I give my jaan, even if I have to die also, still I am not going to cast that lustful glance at that woman. I will turn away. Makhafati, Allah says, out of my fear, I have given the sweetness of iman. So each time you do this, Allah will give you more and more and more and more sweetness of iman. Ula Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, Ibn Abidin Rahmatullah Shami has mentioned, ulama and mashayikh have said that when a person has sweetness of iman, then inshallah he will get khatama with iman. He will die with iman. Why? Because Allah is not such that he blesses a person with the sweetness of iman and he takes away the sweetness of it. Allah, once he gives you sweetness of iman, then he will leave the sweetness, and inshallah that's a sign that a person will die with iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah give us the sweetness of iman. A person should ponder over this woman that he is so caught up with her beauty, that one day she is going to be destroyed, her body will be corpse, he has to carry the janazah and bury it. So why should he then give his whole life over something that is going to be short-lived and miss out on that opportunity of the akhirat, where he will get the perpetual bliss and happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the ayat of the Quran says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ The command goes to both males and females. Allah addresses the males first because we are the bigger victims of this bimari, casting lustful glances. Not to say women don't cast lustful glances. But Allah says, lower your gaze. Accidental gaze is something that is beyond our control. But that too should not be that the moment that gaze fell on the woman, so we're still thinking it's accidental, we're still enjoying that long accidental gaze, and then we finish off. That's nafs ka chor. Accident, you're going, suddenly you see a woman, astaghfirullah, you look the other side. So there's no mu'akhada, there's no sin for that. But if you now follow that gaze and you look again, that's the problem. Allah says, lower your gaze. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ. That's more purifying for you. Ulama say that if a person does not make bad nazri, then he will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly. He'll make very rapid spiritual progress. Listen very carefully. A person, when he does not cast a lustful glance, then he will make a very rapid, very quick spiritual progress. That's why Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh say, in this zamana, agar wali banna ho, if you want to become a wali of Allah, then few things, few amal he brings, where a person should bring in his life or stay away from, amongst them this is that he should not cast a lustful glance. Because this is the beginning of all the haram and illicit relationship that takes place. And he says, very famous poem of him, of his, that we are adoring this woman. Now she's young. Let her beauty vanish and disappear. She becomes old. She goes wrinkles. Kamar mithle jukke kamani hui. Koi dada hua, koi dadi hui. Unke baalo par ghalib sufedi aayi. Koi nana hua, koi nani hui. Suddenly, after some time, this beautiful woman, what she becomes? A dadi or a nani. Her back is bent. Kamar jukke mithle kamani hui. Like a bow. We have a bow and arrow, like a bow. She's bent. She's got big glasses on now. Sometimes they're wearing a wig, walking stick, false teeth. Somebody becomes a dada, somebody becomes a dadi. What's on their hair? All that black hair, the beautiful hair that the person should gel. And look very attractive. And the perfume he is to apply or she is to apply. Everything finished now. Now it is sufedi, all white hair. Now a person becomes nana and nani. Now nobody wants to talk about it. So Hazrat used to say, and Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh says that when we caught up with this relationship and it happens so common, Allah save our youngsters, save our children. How often a person is caught up in this relationship and they take a picture. Or the boy sends a picture to the girl. Or the girl sends a picture to the boy. Allah save us, sometimes the picture is of themselves naked. Suddenly something goes haywire. And suddenly somebody else gets these pictures and then it is put on the internet and the whole world sees. Humiliation, disgrace. What happens to those parents? What happens to those wives, that wife, children? What happens? Humiliation, zillat. Those photographs a person takes with his arm around that haram woman, enjoying himself. After 20, 30 years, imagine you're sitting with your grandchildren and then suddenly somebody brings a picture and the photograph. Now what are you going to see? Dada, that's you. Nana, that's you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. May Allah ta'ala save us. If I've taken too much of time, I just mentioned one letter, inshallah, and we'll continue this next week. We have spoken in general, nobody's names have been taken. Allah Ta'ala save myself first. Allah help us to make ilaj and make tawbah, istighfar sincerely, make dhikr, make muraqabah of more, think and contemplate that Allah is watching us. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Let's leave this majlis tonight with at least this ayat of the Quran. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Doesn't he know that Allah is watching him? So this person wrote a letter to our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He says, I was involved with someone who is very well known in the community, etc. He secretly courted me, this woman writes, he secretly courted me and promised to marry me. But now I have been told that he returned to his hometown and married someone else. I feel angry and betrayed. I trusted him so much. It is very difficult for me to accept that he has done what he has. As it is, I have so many other problems at home. My father is involved with another woman. He's so abusive, violent to my own mother. My mother stays on with patience. I'm making plenty of dua, but not seeing any acceptance. I'd like to know if Allah is helping me or making my life more complicated. After all, I'm also trying to give up some of my sins. The reply was, Hazrat wrote, Rahmatullah Ali, he says, Dear sister, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. One of the beliefs of a Muslim is whatever has befallen you could never have missed you, and whatever has missed you could never have befallen you. This is taqdeer. Then he goes on to say, he says, however, the fact that the communication which both of you had was haram also played a role in things not working out. It was haram to pursue the relationship. Indulgence in haram invites the displeasure, anger, and curse of Allah Ta'ala on such persons. When he is not happy with such a relationship, then it can never be successful, cannot end in happiness, unless both make sincere tawbah and make the haram relationship halal by marrying. And he says, you mentioned that you had placed a lot of trust in him. You should understand that if a person is not loyal and faithful to Allah, he will never be loyal and faithful to you. I'll repeat this, he says, you should understand that if a person is not loyal and faithful to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never be loyal and faithful to you. If you see a person disobeying Allah ta'ala openly, then this indicates his disloyalty. The contact that the person maintained with you was disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This itself was a sign that all will not work out favorably between the both of you, because there was a lack of taqwa, abstinence and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawlana says, consider what has happened as past, giving hope to the person. Remember, Allah says, do not lose hope, do not despair. Inshallah, next week we'll mention this ilaj. Don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody might feel, oh, I have committed zina, I committed this, now this is the end of the world. Azab for me, and humiliation. Allah is so kind. Allah says, consider what has happened as past, forget about it, bury it. All your questions to him will not undo what has been done. Why he did this? Why he went to this? He is married, he is enjoying life. So why mourn and waste your tears over him now? However, it is very important that you make sincere tawbah for the haram contact that you had with him. Then he says, may Allah Ta'ala give your father hidayah to give up sin or marry the woman. Some senior member of alim should be requested to speak to your father or counsel him. Then he says, may Allah Ta'ala greatly reward your mother for her patience and tolerance. Then, very important, he says, you should definitely not make such statements as, is Allah helping me or making my life more complicated? This is very, very dangerous for one's iman and leaves one on the threshold of kufr. It is therefore necessary that you sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for such irrational statements. Allah Ta'ala's assistance is with those that are muhsineen, the doers of good. Those that abstain from haram and also fulfill all rights that are directed to him, to them. When Allah Ta'ala answered the dua of shaitan who has already rejected, the shaitan asked Allah, give me a chance and let me go into the world. Give me some chance, respite till qiyamah. Allah answered his dua. So Mawlana says, then why would he not answer your dua when you're a believer? Allah Ta'ala is to his servant as his servant's expectation of him. If you have doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being able to assist you and answer your duas, then you should not expect assistance and acceptance of dua. But if you have conviction that Allah ta'ala is kind, compassionate, forgiving, generous, he is the one that is all powerful, that absolutely nothing is difficult for him, and with that iman you make dua, then you will see the fruit of your dua at some stage. MashaAllah for the efforts in giving up sins, but you will have to give up all sins to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which entails giving up television, music, reading filthy literature, casting lustful glances, speaking lies, gossiping, chatting over the internet with boys, etc. And of course, it should go without saying, reading salah punctually, dressing modestly, very important, fulfilling all of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of parents and all friends. Make friends with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also from the ilaj. When the person is suffering from this disease, stay in the company of the pious. sit in the discourses of the scholars and ulama, with such majalis are taking place, not to say that these people are pious, but at least the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashayikh are being mentioned, Quran and Hadith, malfuzat of awakabirin is being mentioned, so Allah would make some effect, so make friends with the friends of Allah ta'ala, you will then easily befriend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant to you His intense love and His recognition. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There were many other important issues that inshallah we will mention the next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and himmat to discard all evil and to shun this plague and to help us make up this firm decision tonight. For mothers and sisters and daughters who are listening over the receiver and wherever in the world audio streaming, this is no new lesson, this is no new ilaj, this is no new epidemic. It's not just in this town, it is global, international. Because as we are coming closer to Qiyamah, the fitna becomes more and more heavy, more challenges. May Allah give us, now make us make up our minds tonight. Don't wait for tomorrow or the next day, because no tomorrow will come. Make up our mind, firm resolution, to finish from today, I'm going to give up casting lustful glance. No more intermingling with sexes. Whether it is family function, whether it is my sister-in-law or cousin or whoever, if it is ghair mahram, I will stay away. No matter what the family will say and how people will treat me, I don't care, because my Allah must not become naraz with me. I must not become involved with any illicit relationship. If there is any person having this haram relationship, then from now, cut it off, kalas, finish. No more communication whatsoever. No matter what the person thinks of us. And inshallah, you will see immediately. Allah's madad will come. You will see some good dream, some basharat will come. You will feel some enjoyment. You will feel a mountain off your head. Hadith says, be happy with the dal roti you got, instead of looking at somebody else's biryani. Now please don't treat your wife and say, no man, you like my dal roti, I'll make kanat and shukar, and I won't look at somebody else's biryani. No. What he says, explains that sometimes you see somebody very pretty, make shukar with the wife, you got halal wife. Hazrat says, in whatever condition that wife is, maybe she's not so pretty as the other one, but Allah will give you the maza of biryani in her. Otherwise, no matter how pretty your wife may be, and how beautiful she may be, but you get caught up with some illicit relationship, and that woman is so ugly. But even whilst you're with your halal wife, your mind and thought, even at the time of intercourse, a person's mind would be with some other woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين Oh my Allah, You listen to all voices and all cries and pleas, my Allah. You know what our eyes are seeing, what our hearts, what thoughts are in our hearts, my Allah. You know the actions of our limbs and our minds and our feet and our hands. Oh, my Allah, you know what thoughts cross our minds. Oh, my Allah, you know what relationships, ya Allah, we are having. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to have that himmat and courage, ya Allah, to please you, my Allah, and to cut off and severe sever the relationship that we are having, this haram ones, ya Allah, to break off that haram relationship we are having with ghair maharim, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, this is finishing us up, ya Allah. It is taking away the spiritual nur that we have, ya Allah, from our face and our hearts and our bodies, my Allah. We are becoming physically weak and ill and spiritually sick, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are sick and tired of having this haram, casting haram, lustful glances, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the sweetness of iman, ya Allah. Give us halawat iman, ya Allah. Give us that himmat, ya Allah, to shun all evil, ya Allah. Do not make us be humiliated and disgraced, may Allah. Ya Allah, in this world, oh, in the akhirat, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, protect us from zina. Protect our wives from zina. Protect our family members from zina. Protect our children from zina. Protect our youth from zina. Oh, may Allah, this epidemic, ya Allah, this plague, may Allah, which is bringing your wrath, may Allah, which is causing diseases to spread, my Allah, which is bringing drought, my Allah, which is taking away our rosy away, Allah. Oh, my Allah, which is bringing disgrace and humiliation on our society, Allah. Oh my Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Help us to change the conditions of our lives, my Allah. Allah, make us your wali, Allah. Make us your awliya, Allah. Awliya kamilin siddiqeen, ya Allah. Make us your true friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among the Ibadur Rahman. Give us these qualities of Ibadur Rahman. Especially these qualities, wala yaznoon, did not make zina, did not go near zina. Oh Allah, do not make us get caught up with porn material, ya Allah. Do not make us get caught up with your haram relationships, my Allah. Oh Allah, help us to lower our gazes, my Allah. Pure, purify our hearts, my Allah. We make our hearts musaffa, mujalla, ya Allah, muzakka, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. There are so many brothers and sisters, ya Allah, who are trying desperately, ya Allah, who are trying to stay away from the, such relationships, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they try for a few days, they are successful, but then again, shaitan and nafs overpowers them, ya Allah. Help them to subdue shaitan and nafs, my Allah. Give them the courage, my Allah. Oh Allah, do not make us victims of our nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Oh Allah, protect us, my Allah. Allah, protect us, ya Allah. Protect our ulama, our mashayikh, ya Allah. Do not make us zaleel, my Allah. Do not make us get caught up in such relationships and such haram, indecent, immoral, indecent, filthy acts, my Allah. Protect our izzat, my Allah. Protect the izzat of our wives and children, my Allah. Of our musallis, our friends, my Allah. Our entire communities, our family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, ya Allah. Give us shahadat in your path, ya Allah. Give us bariyal jannatul baqi. Raise us with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah, oh my Allah. Grant us the Hawza Kawthar from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Give us jannat, ya Allah, without any reckoning. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the azab of jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from jahannam, my Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Give us halal, rozi and barakat in our rizq. Oh my Allah, guide us, my Allah. Allahumma adina wahdi bina. Oh my Allah, so many people, ya Allah. They are still, ya Allah, feeling this so difficult after Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah has passed away, my Allah. They are feeling this vacuum, ya Allah, which is so large, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them direction in their lives, my Allah. Find them a true guide, my Allah. You guide them, my Allah. Guide us, ya Allah. Wallah, you have never deprived any one of us, my Allah. You are so kind and generous, ya Allah. You are so caring and compassionate, my Allah. It is impossible, my Allah, that you leave us, ya Allah, and abandon us. Ya Allah, you will guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a true guide, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us every step that we take, my Allah. Oh, mashayikh, the living, ya Allah. Ya Allah, was the Shaykh Ramad Barakatu, was the Hakim Akhtar Sahib. Ya Allah, and other mashayikh in the world. Grant them sihata ajila mustaqirra daima, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, make their face for you, aam and tam, ya Allah. Make us benefit from them, ya Allah. Make this sayah be, ya Allah, for a longer period, ya Allah, with the afiyat over us, may Allah. Ya Allah, help us to benefit from the discourses, ya Allah. The bayanat, the mawais of our mashayikh, ya Allah. And of those who passed away also, may Allah. Especially that of Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi alayhi, ya Allah. He has left behind a legacy, ya Allah, which we can still enjoy and take benefit from us, from it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make those, ya Allah, treasures, ya Allah, come on our tongues and our hearts, ya Allah. That we can benefit ourselves, ya Allah. We can benefit thousands and millions, ya Allah, throughout the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm not, ya Allah. We don't have the ahliyat, ya Allah, the istiadad, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you do not look at istiadad and qabiliyat, my Allah. If you want to make somebody maqbool, ya Allah, then you grant him that maqbooliyat and nobody can question, my Allah. Allah, every person sitting here tonight, my Allah. Every mother and sister and brother listening to us, ya Allah, with the receiver, my Allah. Make us all your maqbooleen bandas, my Allah. Make us your mahbubeen, ya Allah. Make us your special muqarrabeen, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not make us among the sinners. Ya Allah, we make insincere tawbah and istighfar, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that festival of hidayat tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made up our minds, we are not going to go to that evil, ya Allah. Especially that of zina and those that, ya Allah, take us to zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have promised us so many blessings and rewards for that person who stays away from zina, who stays away from casting lustful glance, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Grant it to us, ya Allah. Give us istiqamat, ya Allah. Make every day in our life a happy life, a blissful life. Do not make it a misery, ya Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the sharreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all our jais murads. Save us from all our problems, ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, ya Allah. Whatever the difficulty may be. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya and akhirat. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Allah, so many people have requested duas who are sick, may Allah and healing. Grant them sihat, ya Allah. Young children, ya Allah, they've got cancer and they are suffering, may Allah, they're crying. Doctors have lost hope, may Allah. Ya Allah, one brother said, when Maulana was here, we would ask him, we would make one dua. And we could feel the effect of his dua. May Allah, he is no longer with us. But may Allah, you are alive, you are high and qayyum, may Allah. Allah, you are there, may Allah. Grant each person his dua, ya Allah. Remove every difficulty, my Allah. Do not make us mayus, my Allah. Do not make us mayus, my Allah. Do not make the ummah mayus, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. This test is difficult upon us, my Allah. This challenge is difficult, my Allah. We cannot question your wisdom, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us that sabr ni jameel, my Allah. Give us that, ya Allah, that khair that you have promised, my Allah. We are blind, we cannot see it, my Allah. Give us the peace of mind and heart, sukoon, my Allah. Make us enjoy our life in your obedience, ya Allah. In your itaat and itaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.